If Founding Father Benjamin Franklin were still alive, he would have turned 307 on Thursday.
What will you be doing to celebrate your birthday?
Well, talking to this fine group of students and maybe having a mug of rum punch or something later this evening.
That's Lloyd Wheeler, a modern-day man who handles Dr. Franklin's appearances. He's about to talk to fourth and fifth graders at Killarn Lakes Elementary School. The talks are part of a game called Are You Smarter Than a Franklin County Fifth Grader? Named after the county where it was first played during last year's Thrift Week. James Madison's Bill Maddox leads the game.
Good. Here's our next question, guys. Listen carefully. With which two objects that begin with the letter K did Benjamin Franklin test his ideas about lightning and electricity?
The kids not only learn about keys and kites, but also about saving money to buy things that they want. Maddox says Thrift Week first started as a national movement in the early 1900s, but went out of fashion in the 1960s when the culture shifted toward instant gratification. Now, he says, people like Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and Florida Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater are once again observing Thrift Week with proclamations.
Obviously, a lot of people have gotten themselves in trouble spending beyond their means or living beyond their means. But one of the key things about thrift that we want to be sure people understand is it's not just about saving money, but it's also about hard work and earning, as well as about stewardship and giving to others.
During Thrift Week, the James Madison Institute is putting out a booklet called All About the Benjamins, Understanding the Value of Thrift, in newspapers all over the state. The Institute estimates its curriculum has already reached 300,000 students. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.